I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable.
It's finally Friday on the Stu Peters Show, the 24th of April, 2024. Welcome to the show. There's an absolutely massive protest and civil disobedience movement afoot all across our country right now. I'm sure that you've noticed. Americans, especially young people, are pouring into the streets and onto college campuses to oppose their government's continued bankrolling and military support of Israel's war in Gaza. Now, over the past few weeks, we've all seen sights and sounds from Columbia University, where this third-world ethno-religious clash is playing out in the middle of New York City. Now, ironically, in large part thanks to the open borders and diversity quotas championed by Jews who now claim that they're on the cusp of becoming modern-day Holocaust victims at the hands of free speech, of course. Columbia has this disproportionately high Jewish and Muslim enrollment compared to other schools in the United States. And that's proving to be a total disaster. And with thousands of other students tossed in the mix, it became a rather messy situation. So what we're seeing there is diversity in action. But it's not just Columbia. No, far from it. While these protests spread rather quickly to other elite schools in the Northeast, which have long been hotbeds of left-wing political activism, they have also made their way south and to the middle of the country to so-called red states, if you believe in that construct. This week, we saw a protest at the University of Texas in Austin, where Governor Greg Abbott sent in the state police to throw protesters in jail for questioning Israel, and to throw journalists in the cell right beside them for reporting on it. That's not hyperbole. This isn't an exaggeration at all. No, that's exactly why they were arrested. Abbott even took to social media, making a public announcement that confirmed it for us. As these baton-wielding state police officers marched in, Abbott declared, quote, "Arrests are being made right now and will continue until the crowd disperses. These protesters belong in jail. Anti-Semitism will not be tolerated in Texas, period. Students joining in hate-filled anti-Semitic protests at any public college or university in Texas should be expelled," end quote. You know, it's amazing, really. Just a few years ago, these pathetic Republicans like Greg Abbott were claiming to be on the side of free speech. They were claiming that they supported Americans' First Amendment right to worship and vote and think how they so choose. But obviously, they believe that those rights end where Israel begins. It was all a lie. The entire time. The left and the right, that fake construct in this country, both sides of this fake political aisle designed to divide us and to keep the illusion that we actually live in this constitutional republic where we have a choice in any of this. For years, they've gone back and forth between supporting free speech and crushing free speech. When they need something done, when they need people to take over the streets or turn out to the polls to help make a rigged election look more believable, they love the First Amendment. But when the very same people that they use as pawns begin rising up independently of their political overlords, championing the exact opposite position on any issue that our entire government agrees on, regardless of partisan affiliation, suddenly support for free speech just goes cold. You see, the First Amendment is conditional to these people. They have no problem calling in their goons, the Gestapo, to throw that little fact right in your face. With a nightstick to the jaw. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now as the American people rise up against these Zionist Jewish war criminals who have looted the bank accounts of yet another generation of Americans. But at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, jackbooted Zionist enforcers took things even further, if you could believe that being possible. Yeah, they didn't just show up to arrest protesters and smack them around with their batons. The Georgia State Police came in and started spraying college students with rubber bullets for not supporting Israel. They unleash tear gas on them. And they're on video repeatedly tasing protesters. These people showed up to demand their school divest from Israel, to demand that their school stop using their tuition money to fund a genocide of Palestinian women and children and an expansion of Israeli territory, and they were met with damn near lethal force. Look. I mean, that looks like something out of the Soviet Union. Keep in mind here, both Texas and Georgia have moved to criminalize what the ADL and other Jewish pressure groups define as anti-Semitism, which we all know is just a made-up word. It's fake. It means nothing. They've turned speaking negatively about Israel or about Jews into a hate crime, so we could start seeing some of those protesters being charged with serious offenses in these Israel-worshipping red states. These places that Fox News and the RNC tell us are beacons of freedom and American values. It's truly remarkable. When you consider how these cowards, especially Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, spent 2020 letting BLM and Antifa mobs operate with impunity, because then their enemies were white people, not the Israelis. You see, isn't that funny how that works? American citizens were being terrorized. They were being raped. They were being targeted and killed. They were watching day in and day out as shopping centers were looted and entire city blocks were burnt to the freaking ground, and it was allowed to happen. Actually, it was encouraged. Brian Kemp allowed the entire city of Atlanta to fall to BLM. And they even control the legal system, and he won't do anything about it. And now we're supposed to think that he's some kind of a law and order guy. He's taking orders. Okay, I'll just say it. He got the call. He was told to shut it down. So he sent the state police to Emory University to smash up a protest. But try as they may, the Israel First crowd seems powerless to stop this, because at the core of this movement, which has bridged the populist left and the populist right, is a generation of young, enraged Americans who have seen their country sold out from under them, who have now come to grips with the likelihood that they'll never own a home, they'll never have a traditional family, and once again, they're being told, not asked, to give even more to a regime on the other side of the world that they're not allowed to question or criticize. Far removed from land disputes and millennia-old clashes between foreign religious groups are millions of Americans who have watched this country degrade through multiple years in the Middle East, which were always encouraged but never fought by Israel. They have seen this movie before, and they don't want to see it again. John Miller has been following this situation closely, and he joins us now to discuss this in greater detail. John, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here always.
Thanks for having me on. I think you hit every single point. I don't really even have much to add. I mean, can you imagine? You don't even have to imagine if this were Christians who were under attack, there would be no action. Why is it that when the Jewish people, when the state of Israel, the Jewish state of Israel is under attack, all of a sudden they get out the rubber bullets? All of a sudden they get out the police. All of a sudden they're arresting people. We've never seen this happen before. I'm a graduate of Columbia University. These protests happen frequently, maybe not on this scale, but these protests happen frequently on campus. It was part of the academic tradition. It was part of, this is just what young students do. And never once did I see the police from New York State, the state police, did I ever see them come in and start rounding these people up? And it really makes you wonder, why is it with this specific issue? Yeah. You know, you have these people on TV who go and say, well, you know, it's violent. They're supporting terrorism. They don't feel safe. They don't feel safe. Weren't you Republican clowns the one who were mocking the safe spaces on campus, that these students need a safe space? All of a sudden, now it's of the utmost importance that they feel safe on campus. These are not threatening protesters. And I will add the caveat, yes, these are Islam-driven protests by people from the third world who think that Israel are white colonizers oppressing them. Fine. I think they're misguided on that. They happen to be right on this one issue, that Israel is getting untold amounts of money from the United States to the tune of billions of dollars, and that they are taking territory that doesn't belong to them, and that they are killing innocent people in Gaza. They happen to be right about that. And that's the point that is unacceptable enough so that they're going to go and spray these people with tear gas and rubber bullets.
Yeah, so not only are we upholding and financing and using military resources to assist Israel in committing war crimes, which we have seen, the official Israeli X accounts are posting video after video after video of women and children occupied apartment complexes being flattened. And so not only are we told that's okay, we have to support that in the name of our greatest ally, but now we're being told that the war is coming to you. We're going to arm up and we're going to physically destroy you, harm you, hurt you, and drag you to a gulag, to a prison camp, if you vocalize any dissent against this genocide and ethnic cleansing. I mean, this is really unprecedented, isn't it? I don't think I remember ever seeing anything like this, ever.
Well, that's what you saw. You brought it up. That's what we saw with Abbott, because there he let the mask slip. He didn't say this is violent and we have to protect people's physical safety. He said we can't tolerate this kind of anti-Semitic speech. We can't tolerate this kind of quote-unquote hate. That's why we're arresting them. And I think there's another point here which is really important to point out. They think, the Jewish people think, that they are special. There was a rabbi who wrote an article for Haaretz, I think it was a few years ago, that said, thinking other races are lesser than equal, that amounts to racism. But thinking that Jews are equal, that is the definition of anti-Semitism. If you treat them the same as you would treat any other race, that's considered anti-Semitism. That's why they don't believe you should be able to vocalize, you, me, or the protesters on these campuses. They don't think you should be able to vocalize criticism of their sacred state in the Middle East, because that's anti-Semitism. So when you hear this term anti-Semitism thrown around, all they're saying is that you are treating them the exact same as you would any other group, any other ethnic, religion, what have you. And you heard Andrew Klavan on the Daily Wire, I think it was this year, who is, for all intents and purposes, Jewish. He claims he's a Christian. I don't really believe him based on what he said, what he has said in the past. But he said the Jewish people are special. They, as a Christian, we believe that if you believe in Christ and you believe he died for our sins, that's what makes you special. That's what makes you chosen. But these people believe that because of their ethnic heritage and because of the fact that they, because of the fact that they reject Christ, that that's what makes them special. And so you're not allowed to say anything critical about these people, even when they are killing people, when they are committing war crimes, when they are slaughtering innocent people and convoys going to help these innocent people, just bombing them like they did with that food convoy. You're not allowed to say anything about that because they're the chosen people, because they're special. Mm.
Just trying to process that. I mean, it's a really concerning place to be. I'm not going to say that I'm fearful.
Yeah, we have Christians, the Zionist evangelicals, whatever sect of Christian it is that agree with them. We have our politicians bending over backwards to support this. They agree with it for whatever reason. They're not Jewish themselves, or at least they claim they're not, but they support this. And they agree with the idea that these people ought not to be criticized. And in a country where they make up 1%, 1% of the population, we should not be treating these people with kid gloves.
What's your prediction here for where this goes? So now, leaders like wheelchair guy, you know, Abbott in Texas and what's happening in New York. I mean, these people have now set a precedent. We're going to use force to stop this, right? So the only way to respond to force is with force and escalated force and violence. Do you see this getting widespread, completely out of control, where law enforcement, potentially National Guard, is physically clashing with people who have just had enough?
I think that's the only direction that this can go in, right? We see Abbott has said it. We saw DeSantis say it in Florida, that we have to criminalize anti-Semitic speech. And as I just explained, the definition of anti-Semitic speech is critical speech of Israel.
Yeah, just even it's questioning Israel. So Israel's war in Gaza is not limited to Gaza. When we said that Israel wanted to expand its war territory, we were previously talking about places like Iran. But Israel's war has now come right here onto our shores. Israel is at war with Americans right now, and they're using our police industrial complex to enforce the rule of law, Israel's rule of law, here in the United States. Just let that sink in.
Hey, yep. And my prediction is it's going to expand beyond these college campuses and these hotbeds of these discussions. And you and I and the people who watch your show are going to have to watch what they say online. They're going to have to watch what they say in person. They're going to have to watch what they say to their friends, because it's going to be criminalized. They're already in this direction, and it's not just the left. It's actually primarily the right who is carrying this out, the so-called right. And you're going to have to be careful what you say online, just as we went through during the 2020 election. It's funny that this always happens at election time, but a lot of people remember during the 2020 election, people were scared shitless to talk about what they wanted to online because they thought the FBI was going to show up at their door.
Yeah.
And I think we're headed to that. It's going to be a different issue, but we're headed toward that same environment.
That makes me think about COVID as well. We were encouraged to report the movements of our neighbors to the police. Now it's going to be encouraged. If your friend says something, if your friend questions Israel, please call 911 and let us know.
Yep.
Scary place to be.
100% agree.
John Miller, thank you so much for being here. We hope to have you back again. This is going to be really interesting to watch unfold. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Likewise.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation. Or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Heart disease and blood clots and strokes and kidney failure. You hear these things, you think death. These are all deadly, and all of them can be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle as adverse events. On top of all of it, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary pain relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. That's not a solution to your pain. Not only is it ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors. That's why researchers are saying right now to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. I'm talking about omega-3 fatty acids, but not just any form of omegas that you get with regular fish oil at the big box store down the street. No, these are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it outperforms ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol, and it doesn't have all of those dangerous side effects that we just talked about. For a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now and get your special offer for being a part of this crew, this family. Go to StopMyInflammation.com. Again, that's StopMyInflammation.com. I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do-it-yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stew and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/stew. Welcome back. So the New York State Court of Appeals has overturned the rape convictions of notorious Jewish Hollywood pervert Harvey Weinstein, a 4-3 ruling that shocked millions of people, including the women whom Weinstein was convicted of raping and sexually assaulting. Now, fortunately, Weinstein will have to sit in jail as he goes through a new trial, but this is a massive win for this pervert's legal team. It puts the entire case and him into serious jeopardy. I mean, we could very well see this freak being let out of prison with very little time served after everyone, the judge, the jury, the average guy on the street, was 100% sure that he'd been preying on women in the entertainment industry and probably other places for his entire adult life. But now suddenly we're being told by this court of appeals that he didn't get a fair trial and that he's the ultimate victim in all of this. But you know, Harvey Weinstein has some friends in some very high places. And that makes this conviction being overturned all the more interesting, especially when it's considered that this happened in New York, a deep blue state where right now 45th President Trump is being persecuted and American citizens are being thrown in jail for protesting. So the next time that you're berated with talking points about things like white privilege, just remember that Jewish perverts connected to powerful politicians tend to get off scot-free. And if they don't tend to get away with their crimes sooner or later, one way or another, they end up scot-free anyways. This Weinstein pervert was dear friends with the Clintons, Hillary and Bill, both of whom are accused sexual predators in their own right. And of course, it doesn't stop there. He was a frequent White House guest of another sexually compromised president, Barack Hussein Obama, and his wife, Michael. They loved this guy. They said that he was one of the greatest human beings that they had ever met. Take a look.
I want to start by thanking Harvey Weinstein for organizing this amazing day. Harvey. This is possible because of Harvey. He is a wonderful human being, a good friend, and just a powerhouse. And the fact that he and his team took the time to make this happen for all of you should say something, not about me or about this place, but about you. All right? Everybody, we are here because of you.
Now, does anyone believe that these people didn't know that Harvey Weinstein was a pervert? Of course they knew. And more importantly, does anyone really think, even for a minute, that Harvey Weinstein stopped at abusing grown women? This freak, like so many of his pervert colleagues in Hollywood, had access to women and girls, men and boys. He likely took advantage of it. Of course, we'll never know the true story of his crimes and the crimes of all of his friends because we were never supposed to know. Harvey Weinstein was up against a mountain of evidence. He was up against the massive Me Too movement, and his conviction gave the public their pound of flesh. They stopped asking questions, they stopped investigating, and they were satisfied with throwing him in jail. And now that everyone has forgotten about him, he's about to be let out. But you know, maybe, just maybe it's not an American politicians and power brokers at all who are behind Weinstein's conviction being overturned. After all, this is a guy who loves to say just how much he loves Israel. He even calls himself an Israeli. He stood on the red carpet and talked about how much he loves Israel and everything that it stands for, including the militarization of the Jewish people. Listen.
Does Israel advocacy play any role in your life, in supporting it at all?
I'm an Israeli in my heart and mind, okay? I love that country. I love what it stands for. I'm proud to be Jewish. When people see Mele 18, they can subtitle it Jews with Guns, because this is not about going, you know, into the night quietly. This is when outrage, this is the birth of the modern Israelis. These were the guys in the ghetto who said, we're not gonna walk into the concentration camps and get herded like cattle. They said, we're gonna kill some Germans instead.
So there are quite obviously many more layers to the story of Harvey Weinstein than the American people will ever be privy to. This is a pervert whose connections to governments all over the world, but especially here in the United States, and especially Israel, should be fully investigated. Matt Wallace has been following this story, doing some investigation of his own. You find it very odd yourself, don't you, that this guy is just being let out?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that this is 100% the work of the Israeli government. In 2017, Harvey Weinstein hired Mossad agents to go after and track some of these women. He has been working with the Israeli government to not only silence his victims, but also to act as a scapegoat. When they need him to call in a favor, that's what happens. He can continue to get off just like many other abusers in Hollywood. This reminds me a lot of what happened with Brian Peck and Drake Bell. This was more than 20 years ago, but this has been happening in Hollywood for decades now, and all of these powerful figures with ties to the Israeli government always find some way to slither out of accountability for their crimes. In that case with Brian Peck, he had dozens of high-profile celebrities, many of which did in fact have ties to the Israeli government and were told to do so. He had all of them writing letters saying he's a good man, saying this, saying that, and the judge only was able to, quote, give him approximately 6 or so months in prison before being let out, and that's after being convicted of sexually abusing Drake Bell as a child. He was 15 at the time, even 14 when some of this started. Not only that, but they took him to Disneyland with a number of other pedophiles, many of which are, of course, homosexual, and they wanted to prey on him in that way and take advantage of him at Disneyland. So all of this is tied together. It's so obvious when you look at the Harvey Weinstein case that this was inevitably coming. He was not going to be held accountable for too long, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see more examples like this. The 4-3 of it, the vote, tells you everything you need to know. In any other sane place, or in any sane place at all, this man would have a 7-2-0. It's the most shut and dry case you can ever possibly find. Every single witness, all of the evidence, everything compiled together. It's not even a debate. This guy's so overwhelmingly guilty. I guess we can't legally say that now. He's allegedly so guilty that you could literally throw a rock and hit one of his victims if you throw it anywhere in Hollywood, probably. I mean, that's how guilty this guy is. And yet somehow we're sitting here in this position. I hope so badly he doesn't get out of prison. But the one positive thing I will say about this, reopening the can of worms, there are many, many, many other monsters that are still yet to be held accountable. And if we can use this as a catalyst to bring in more evidence, to bring in more voices, to use the new culture and the new accountability system that we have as a result of more free speech on social media, then maybe, just maybe, we can find a way to turn this into a positive thing where we bring down even more of these monsters. That's what my hope is. But I'm certainly not going to be optimistic about it, considering the way they've gotten off so much in the past.
We have said on this program, I mean, ad nauseum, I'm sure that you've been paying attention at least as much as your schedule will allow you to, that every one of our institutions, every one of our Ivy League schools, every one of our publicly funded universities, every one of our, you know, three-letter agencies, all of our bureaucracies, all of the unelected officials, they're all infiltrated and overtaken by people who claim to be Jews. I mean, you've heard us say that. Is this just proof that the judiciary is just another extension of that?
I mean, the way I look at it is most of the people who do the most evil things are people who have turned away from God. Some of them may have a Jewish ancestry, but a lot of these people are not in any way associated with God whatsoever. It's just simply this evil group of people in the Israel government. That's how I see it. Of course, there's more ties beyond just that. But as we look at this more, I think it's going to unfold in one of two ways. Either we're going to see Harvey Weinstein be able to make a case and get off because the jury is predetermined. That's what's happening kind of right now with Trump. Basically, anyone who has any amount of loyalty or connection to Trump whatsoever is getting kicked off of the jury, and somehow they're able to sneak on these people who are going to, of course, be against him, which is easy in a liberal place. If they do the same thing with Harvey, and they have people who are connected to the Israeli government in the jury, he's going to get off, period. That's what's going to happen. And so it really comes down to how they're able to manipulate it. And there are people who are pulling strings behind all of this. We have this illusion there's a fair justice system in America. You're supposed to be judged by a jury of your peers. Not only is that not true, it's so unbelievably false that if you are a white Christian male, your chances of being found guilty of the same crimes compared to almost any other group are magnitudes higher. And that right there is extreme injustice, especially in liberal places, and needs to be fought. So I'm going to be paying close attention to that part of it next.
Seems like all of these high profile cases, you know, you mentioned that we have the illusion that we have this, you know, fair judicial process and a judiciary that's not compromised. We have this illusion of law and order and criminal justice and, you know, the courts and family courts and regular courts, criminal courts. It's all this stuff. But I don't know how the people really keep living in that illusion. It's a delusion, actually, because all these high profile cases, we see the opposite of justice occur. I mean, O.J. Simpson, although be it, he probably was judged by the final court and is likely burning in hell right now by the lake of fire for an eternity. We saw his innocence declared by a jury, and now we're seeing this as well. Why is it that people still go along with this? Why do people live under this illusion that we have a fair judiciary when it's so completely compromised?
I mean, one of the jurors in the O.J. Simpson case literally came out and said, we knew he was guilty, obviously, everyone did, but we still decided not to convict him because of social circumstances in the country at the time. Well, there's something similar happening right now where people are saying, oh, I'm more loyal to the Israeli government than I am to the United States government. Look what's happening in Israel. So therefore, anyone who's connected to us or loyal to us whatsoever, we have to protect. It's the same exact ideology. That's a perfect analogy that you just made there between the O.J. Simpson case and this. Same ideology. different examples, but overwhelmingly true regardless, nonetheless.
Yeah. People just have to understand we're an infiltrated country at every single level. Right. And we have to do something about it because we're running out of time. I appreciate your insight on this. Thank you so much for coming. We always appreciate it. Matt Wallace, God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks for having me on.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. You all know that I love Magnesium Breakthrough. It's been a life changer for me. My sleep, my mood, my relaxation. So for those of you that have never tried it, now's your chance, because this month only, you can get a free bottle of this best-selling full-spectrum supplement that contains all seven forms of magnesium that your body craves in exactly the right balance. Bioptimizers, the people who make this Magnesium Breakthrough, are offering a 14-day sleep challenge. So for all of you in Stew Crew, you get a free 14-day supply. All you have to do is pay some nominal shipping fee. That's it. No other strings attached, no other purchase required. The challenge is simple. Try Mag Breakthrough for 14 days, see all the positive changes I just mentioned. If your sleep and energy are not absolutely rocking by the end of 14 days, you've lost nothing. But if they are, your life is back on track. Get your free bottle. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Enter the coupon code StuPeters10. That's it. Look, they wouldn't be letting me give these bottles away if they weren't 100% confident how effective it is. And again, this is now on the short list of supplements that I absolutely have to have every day. Get your free 14-day supply right now, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
Welcome back. So with everything that's happening in this country and around the world on a daily basis, providing us with a constantly spinning news cycle, I mean, the news cycle used to be, what, 24 hours? It's now about 2.4 seconds. So it's important that we all remember every single day that America is under a full-scale physical invasion, a military-style invasion. Our southern border, or what used to be a border, is wide open or non-existent. And the entire world has been invited in. Carte blanche. First-class flights into the interior of our country. 4- and 5-star hotels. And then these people are just allowed to set up shop. They're being treated better than our veterans are being treated, as they're addicted to heroin needles and abusing alcohol and living in the streets in the cold without heat or food. Now, we have talked a lot on this program about the violent third world gang members that are being let out of prison in places like Venezuela and then being ferried into the United States along with the satanic drug and human traffickers from all over Latin America. And while that's making an immediate impact at the street level here in the United States, our border and our entire country, for that matter, are also being plagued with problems that could take years to develop. Problems that could eventually lead to the undoing of the United States and what little national security that we have left. The investigative reporters at Muckraker News They have broken what may prove to be one of the biggest stories yet as it relates to the invasion of our southern border. During a recent trip to Colombia, the Muckraker crew came into contact with Chinese nationals, almost exclusively fighting age males, of course. Now, these Chinese nationals had converged on a hotel that they were using as a rallying point. And then from there, they'd head north to the Darien Gap and then eventually into the United States. Michael Yan has been on here talking about the Darien Gap extensively. But they aren't doing this in small numbers. We're not talking about a half a dozen, a dozen, or even a couple dozen. During their time at this hotel located in the Colombian city of Pasto, the Muckraker crew says they were the only non-Chinese guests. That place was packed out with Chinese men en route to America's southern border to infiltrate, to invade our country. The Muckraker crew was able to sit down with one of them for an interview. And what he told them confirmed the worst fears of millions of Americans. Fears that our government insists are not valid, or they're part of some right-wing conspiracy theory. According to the Chinese national en route to America, waves, droves of Chinese spies and saboteurs are entering the United States and are working to steal our technology, especially as it relates to semiconductor production and the military. Oh, and he made sure to mention that the Chinese mock America's degenerate culture and embrace of homosexuality. They see us as weak, and they see our country as up for grabs. Watch.
Do you think that there are Chinese spies in America?
Absolutely. Absolutely, of course. Chinese government always steal high technology, such as semiconductor field, and military field.
They teach Chinese people to hate America. You know?
Where are you going?
I will go to America.
Okay, why are you going to America?
Because I want to break away from China's authoritarian regime. There is no democracy or freedom. There is no rule of law in the country. I want to go to the United States because it is a country that emphasizes the rule of law, human rights, democracy, and freedom.
Do you think that there are Chinese spies in America?
Absolutely. Absolutely, of course. I think including especially high technology field or military field.
How do you know this information? Because I am in China and I often follow the news. You see, because the Chinese government is determined to steal American high technology, including these chips. The manufacturing of chips. With this high-tech chip, they can precisely locate missiles. Many high-tech advancements can only be developed this way. Otherwise, it's just scrap metal, useless. So I hope the US government continues to sanction and contain China's high-tech development in this area. And they continue to steal America's high technology for national defense purposes by any means necessary. You know? Like, for example, China will steal certain material. They steal the technology from America to achieve success.
Chinese government always steal high technology, such as semiconductor field and military field.
Does China mock America for promoting homosexuality and transgenderism? Yes, they do. They really just mock America. They mock everything. They teach the Chinese people to hate America. You know? Then those high-ranking officials of the Chinese Communist Party send their wives and children to study in America, retire here, play here, live in high-end villas, you know? They even transfer their money to America. Then in China, they instruct the people to hate America, how bad America is, how this and that, fighting here and there, like what you said about homosexuality, drug use, and so on. Everything bad is attributed to America, while China is portrayed as good. That's how it is.
Okay. What reporters at Muckraker found should cause the immediate closure of America's borders. Every single post of entry should be closed and every Chinese national should be deported. But of course, they won't be. Because our government is standing down and letting America be bent over the barrel. And think about this just for a second. This is the operation that the Muckraker crew stumbled upon while they were in Colombia. Think of all of the things that we haven't seen yet. Imagine how massive this operation actually is, how far it really goes. The Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, is taking advantage of both our legal and our illegal immigration systems. There have been reports of Chinese nationals being flown into American cities and dropped off by the thousands for years now, visas in hand. There's also been reports of massive Chinese birthing facilities taking root in the United States, where Chinese women come to give birth to children who are granted American citizenship and then return to their homeland with a little communist bundle of joy so that he can be trained by the CCP and then sent back to the land of his birth to do intentional damage. I mean, at the rate that we're going, one of these people could be installed as the president of the United States one day. There's just no other way to put this. America is under attack. We are being invaded. We are being subverted. We have been infiltrated. We are an occupied country on the brink of collapse. This country is on the verge of going dark. Anthony Rubin is with Muckraker News, and he joins us now to share more about this story. I mean, what you uncovered there, do you agree that this admission by this guy is just a fraction, just one story out of the millions potentially that are pouring into this country?
One story out of the millions that just pertain to the Chinese illegal alien invaders that are coming into the country. I mean, I can't even imagine people that are coming from all other corners of the world and what they're bringing into this country. You know, it's honestly unfathomable. The sky is truly the limit. And, you know, just wait. I mean, I have a couple of interviews lined up next week in Los Angeles with some very interesting Chinese illegal aliens that somehow or another I have on the line ready to give me an interview unless they bail. And it's going to be absolutely incredible. That'll be coming out. I'm not really going to talk too much about it now. But the point is, you know, it's a lot more than, you know, innocent Chinese people coming over here that are fleeing the oppression of the CCP. I'll tell you that much.
What are some of the things that you think that they're up to here? I mean, other than what was stated here, the obvious, the semiconductor nonsense and the infiltration of our military.
Well, listen, first of all, I have the Chinese people, right, on the whole, you know, they're strong people with a rich history, but the Chinese Communist Party that now controls that nation, you know, it's a tyrannical ethnostate, and what they are doing is essentially colonizing America and Central America and parts of South America now. For example, when you're in Panama, you see these big Chinese banks and investment firms that are sprouting up everywhere. You see, for example, here on the U.S. side, how they now have installed different Chinese police stations. They have these different Chinese law firms. I'll give you an example. I'm speaking to a Chinese illegal right now. This is a guy who is kind of like my main connect. He's my hub, and he's setting up interviews with other Chinese illegals of interest. And right, I mean, he came into this country a year ago. I met him in the Darien Gap. He crossed into the United States 2 weeks after I met him. And now he somehow or another got a job at a U.S. law firm. I mean, that's what these people are doing. And so the Chinese, as opposed to the Venezuelans, which they're like in Tren de Aragua street gangs, these people are far more sophisticated than that. Sure, you might have some street gang, criminal gangbanger Chinese entering the country as well. But on the whole, I believe them to be a bit more sophisticated, establishing networks and slowly colonizing this nation.
Unbelievable. Where does it stop? How does it stop? I mean, who do you go to? How can you petition the government to redress your grievances regarding this infiltration, this occupation?
That's a very good question. I mean, what are we to do? Are we to write our Congress people, the same people that are flying Ukraine flags?
Right.
You know, I mean, who are exactly we supposed to write? I don't exactly have a good answer for that. Maybe local sheriffs, honestly, if you have enough intelligence. The problem is that most people don't. You know, I'm trying to figure out where some of these CCP police stations are. Hopefully I'll get more info on that next weekend. I don't know. But, you know, if I do, then maybe I could tip off some patriotic sheriffs, because I know that on the local level and on the county level, there are still patriots that refuse to, you know, bow down to what's going on, you know, with this country, this new brave new world, this Agenda 2030 globalist UN run system that we're entering into. And certainly on the local level, people are not bowing down to it. But, you know, on a state level and on a national level, I truly don't know who you would turn to.
Yeah. Aaron Cates, who's in Canada, he's an independent journalist there. He's been on the program before during the days of COVID. You know, he introduced me to Chris Sky. He's constantly sending me information. But way back during the days of COVID, he was talking about CCP occupation in Canada. So, I mean, they're not just coming across the southern border and through the Darien Gap. They're also in Canada, and they're doing military operations there with the blessings of Trudeau Castro.
Right. Well, people have seen the video, that viral video that went around a couple of years ago where Trudeau is being reprimanded by Xi Jinping. It's actually an incredible video. I mean, I can't imagine any leader of any serious nation being reprimanded by any other nation's leader like that and just taking it. But that's what happened. And then you could really tell where the power, you know, where the power dynamic is at. But, you know, Michael Yan, who's a friend of mine, was just up in Canada. And he stumbled upon a CCP police station that's just operating openly up there in Canada. So, yeah, I mean, what you're saying is 100% true. And it's not even a secret, right? These people operate openly.
How does that work? I mean, how exactly does a foreign entity, a foreign country, law enforcement from some land whose laws aren't even recognized in Canada, how do they enforce law in that land? I mean, how does that work?
With threats and coercion. That's how it works. From all the people that I've talked to, and I've talked to plenty of these people, it's more or less the same story. You know, they're coming over here and they're afraid of some sort of retribution against them, right? They're afraid that if they are discovered here in the United States and they're not towing a certain line or they're speaking out, that they will go find, that the CCP will go find people that they're connected to back in China, and they will go hurt or extort their family back home in China, or their friends, or whoever they might be connected to. And so that's sort of the fear. And also, I mean, I've spoken to Chinese nationals, illegal aliens that are here in the U.S., that tell me that they actually fear being kidnapped and put on a ship back to China. Swear to God. And so, you know, how these people are able to operate, that's a whole different story. I mean, if we're talking about corruption on the local, state, and national levels, that actually, because I don't believe for one second that, you know, our intelligence agencies don't know who's operating what in this country. I refuse to believe that. Now, as far as, you know, deep-rooted corruption, how these groups and organizations are able to continue proliferating and operating in this country, I can't comment on that. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, so we have, which we've talked about a lot recently. I mean, if you look at all of our bureaucracies and the cabinet and everything, unelected bureaucrats and officials, whatever, we clearly have an Israeli infiltration and occupation of our government. Now we have the physical invasion by China that you're talking about. We have the physical invasion of military-aged men from all over the world. You got to believe that there's dirty bombs and weapons caches all over the place. I've talked to a U.S. Marshal who says that if you think you've seen mass shootings now, if you think that you've seen, I mean, like 9/11 will look like child's play when we see the next event here, whether it's a false flag or not. The next attack that's going to happen on U.S. soil is going to take, I mean, who knows what's going to happen, but it's going to be awful. What do you see as the biggest threat here? I mean, this is obviously a combined effort by everyone from across the planet who's seizing upon this opportunity to attack the United States. This isn't, these aren't people like that are coming from Latin America seeking asylum from financial hardships or an oppressive government in China. These people aren't coming here to escape the oppression of the CCP. They're coming to bring it here. Do you see it that way?
100%. And just to take a step back to what you said at first there, with some of the weapons that you had mentioned are being smuggled across the border. You know, I've been told from insiders that, and this has been confirmed by other people, that there have been surface-to-air missiles that were smuggled into the country. And apparently the Justice Department knew about this and they lost track of them. That was told to me by Mike Adams, a man I'm sure you're familiar with. I mean, straight up. And so apparently there's surface-to-air missiles that have been smuggled into this country and now nobody knows where they are.
But there's no way to just smuggle them in without them being detected. I mean, I can't even go through airport security without taking my belt off.
Correct. And anybody that's gone down to the southern border, if you're just hanging out there by the border fence, you stay there for a little bit, somebody will roll up on you. I mean, every little corner of that border is surveilled. They know what's coming and going. But again, this alludes to deeper corruption, you know, and it's not that I'm afraid to speak on it. I don't want to speak where I am. I can say this. You know, recently we did a project with In conjunction with the Heritage Foundation, I'm sure you probably saw with these flyers that were found in Mexico, where, you know, with messaging on it that says to vote for President Biden when you get to the United States. And anyway, I had an insider reach out to me a week or so after the fact. And he's talking to me, and he's talking to me about these different NGOs that are operating in the Rio Grande Valley, obviously an area that's heavily cartel infiltrated. And he's telling me that these organizations have ties with the cartel, not surprising. But the surprising part was when he's telling me about how these organizations are bringing goods back and forth across the border and how they pay off Border Patrol agents right there at the port of entry in Brownsville to be able to smuggle goods back and forth. So, I mean, that could be goods for innocent migrants, in air quotes, or the, you know, it could be weapons caches or whatever else. But the point is, I mean, I had an insider very recently tell me that he knows of corruption with Border Patrol agents being paid off to allow the smuggling of goods back and forth between that port of entry.
How do you transport a surface-to-air missile? I mean, doesn't that have to be like in a crate of some sort? You don't just carry a surface-to-air missile, you know, on a trek from Latin America or South America into the Darien Gap. I mean, you don't do that. You don't just carry, right. You don't just throw it over your shoulder. So these are obviously being transported by trucks or by trailers or by trains, which would lead you to believe that the transporters themselves or the companies or the railways obviously know what it is that they're transporting. They know what's in their boxcars. And so they're in on this too. That's the only thing that we is safe to assume to a critically or logically thinking brain.
Could be. Well, I mean, it could be many different situations. You know, there are areas of the border. Well, there would be two adjacent properties that are both owned by the same person. And the river in between those two properties has been built up. Like, they've actually, you know, piled up rocks and kind of built up the riverbed so that when it's low tide, you could just drive a truck back and forth across it. And it can be done like that. You know, I mean, there's areas where you could just straight up walk across. I mean, I've been all along there from the Gulf of Mexico all the way to San Diego. And there's plenty of areas where you could just walk across. It appears as if nobody's watching. I mean, I'm sure somebody is. And you could definitely bring a truck across. And, you know, even if you bring a couple over and some of them get caught, if you just keep driving trucks over, you're not going to be able to catch all of them.
Who's funding this? I mean, who's funding the Chinese portion of this invasion, in your opinion?
I would have to assume that it is the Chinese government that's funding it. I mean, the U.S., I suppose, is funding it in part if we're talking about all the different NGOs that funnel these people up here. But no, I would have to assume that these people are on the payroll of the CCP, right? The Chinese government. And, you know, I can also see this, like, there's this website, and actually I don't recommend that people visit it now. We're talking about this on Fox News, and then after the fact, I was like, you know, maybe I shouldn't have mentioned that for the following reason. So there's a website called Yimin101.com, spelled Yimin101.com. That was set up by a Chinese illegal alien who actually, if you look into him, there's pictures of him online where he's dressed in the People's Armed Police Force gear. That is a paramilitary force of the CCP, okay? And so the website, I believe, was set up by this man. And so when I first discovered this website about a year ago, it wasn't that robust. There was a few articles on there. It was basically telling Chinese different bullet point items of information, like here's what you do in the U.S., here's how you go and claim asylum, here's the kind of lawyer you want to meet. But now I've discovered articles on there where it's straight up telling these people how to purchase firearms in the United States and different loopholes and how you can bypass the different rules and regulations against you getting a gun if you first get a hunting permit, this, that, and the other thing. Now, the reason why I recommend people don't visit it is because now I realize that that website is actually conducting like phishing attacks. And so my point is, this could very well be a CCP-run website, and now you have this illegal alien invader, probably likely has ties to the CCP. I don't know for sure, but it's an assumption. Harvesting data on anybody that visits that website. But the point is, that website, just one example, people coming over here, setting up shop, and now disseminating information as to how you can purchase freaking firearms in the United States.
Mm. As they're teaching others how to do home invasions and then actually, through our compromised judiciary, gain access and the keys to the property while the homeowner has to leave and under the threat of going to jail. Do you see this Chinese portion of this infiltration? Do you see this Chinese portion of this physical invasion as the most dangerous, the most pressing, the most imminent?
No, not necessarily. You know, I view the overall subversion of our federal government. You know, when I see these aid packages with money being sent to Israel and Ukraine, and I see them flying Ukraine flags, and I see just these divide and conquer strategies. Now I see that we have Soros, that a lot of these protesters in these campuses are Soros funded. You know, I don't even necessarily disagree with a lot of these protesters, but the problem is that they get co-opted by these radical left organizations, right? And now they're, you know, they're siding with Ilhan Omar and the revolutionary communists and all that. So the point is, it's all about dividing and conquering this nation. And so I don't necessarily see the Chinese as the biggest threat, certainly a threat and a very large threat, but in the overall subversion of our federal government and the inability for the American people to come together and identify a threat and identify that the people that are running this nation have been totally subverted and need to be thrown out, and that we're here, you know, arguing about, you know, whether or not a man is a woman,
right,
whether a man can get pregnant, and, you know, worrying about conflicts in other nations. That is more along the lines of what I see as the biggest threat, because we have basically no North Star in this country to look towards.
It is a concerning place to be, to say the least. Anthony Rubin with Muckraker News. Make sure that you look him up. Your X handle very quickly. I got to go.
Real Muckraker and Muckraker.com.
I'm sorry that I pronounced it incorrectly. Muckraker. Thank you, Anthony, for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Times are uncertain, to say the least. And being prepared right now is more crucial than it ever has been before, which is why I'm here to tell you about this incredible offer from our trusted partner, American Reserves. For the entire month of April, American Reserves is offering you, the Stu Peters community, free 72-hour kits with any purchase. You heard that right. Free product with any purchase, no matter how many purchases. All you need to do is use code STU72 at checkout, because at American Reserves, it's not just about selling products. It's about ensuring that you and your loved ones are safe and prepared. This is your one-stop shop for high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-tier water filtration products, and essential survival gear. And they understand the value of being prepared without breaking the bank at American Reserves. To help make your family readiness even more accessible, American Reserves offers Shop Pay that allows you to get the products immediately and pay later. That means that you can secure your family's safety right now, today, and pay in small, manageable installments. No stress, no compromise on quality. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit AmericanReserves.com right now. Grab your free 72-hour emergency kit with any purchase and take a smart step toward being prepared. With American Reserves and Shop Pay, you're not just preparing for emergencies, you're investing in peace of mind. The American Reserves team are my friends. I trust them with my own family's preparedness. They're true Christians and patriots, and they help support my work. Go to the good people right now at AmericanReserves.com and use the code STU72 to check out and prepare your family. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention, because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation, because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.